Health and Public Advocacy Committee.
Mr. Chair.
We'll open for any discussion on 2763.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Crummell.
Thank you. I'll move the dash four amendments to House Bill 2763.
Representative Crummell has moved the dash fours. Are there any comments? Chair seeing none, clerk will call the roll. Oh, wait a minute. Any objections? Right. Hearing no objections, we'll wait for the next motion.
Dash four is adopted.
The dash fours are adopted. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Chair.
Representative Crump.
I move House Bill 2763 to the floor. As amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Crummell has moved House Bill 2763 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call a roll.
Representative Walker.
Aye.
Representative Tomei.
Aye.
Representative Crummell.
Aye.
Vice Chair Gerard.
Aye.
Representative.
Aye.
The chair is saying a majority of the quorum present, unanimous vote, the bill is passed. Okay? Done perhaps a little differently, but.
Mr. Chair, who's the carrier?
Oh, yes, we need to have a carrier. Do we have a volunteer to be carrier?
Mr. Chair, why don't we put this on the consent calendar?
Just if you'd like to make a motion.
I so move.
We have a motion to place on a consent calendar. Any discussion?
I think,
even though we think it's an easy issue at this point, after the discussion and the hearing, I think there might be some individuals on the floor who might have some questions or wish discussion about this particular topic, since it's something that is unusual, probably has not been on the floor before. Not that I don't like the consent calendar at this stage in the game.
I think the chair would agree with you at that point.
Oh, I withdraw my motion.
So we'll close the work session on House Bill 20. Pardon?
Still need a carrier.
Oh, we still need to assign a carrier.
We're making your life difficult.
I recommend that
it is
Chair Walker carry the bill.
Would you like to carry the bill, Representative Walker?
I'll carry the bill.
Representative Walker agrees to carry the bill, and we've been requested to allow Representative Mona Sanderson to vote. Suspend the rules to allow Representative Mona Sanderson to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous vote. Clerk?
Representative Mona
Sanderson?
Aye. Okay, we'll close House Bill. I don't even know where I am anymore. House Bill 2763.
You're doing great.
Really?
Chair, we're running a well-oiled machine today.
There we go. We got the hammer down.
Mr. Chair, it's hard to run a committee when you have four or five vice chairs telling you what to do.
That's quite all right. We're rudderless at the moment. Okay, we'll open work session on House Bill 2766. It was removed. Okay. Staff informs me that this was removed from today's calendar. So we will close the work session on 2766. Are there any others of that nature, staff?
I recommend that we move on to House Bill 2895, Mr. Chair.
Okay. We will open a work session on House Bill 2895.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, House Bill 2895. Requires Senior and Disabled Services Division to establish budget and allocation process for Type B area agencies comparable to process used for similarly operated division office. The bill requires the division to establish by rule methodology for ensuring comparable budgets and allocations, requires the division to include funds allocated by the new methodology in continuing service level budget a division. The bill declares an emergency, makes the bill effective July 1st, 2001. We have no amendments in hand. I believe you've been provided with a copy of these fiscal analysis. Do we have the members have copies of the fiscal analysis?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if we have, we have somebody here to speak to this bill today, please come forward. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair.
Please come forward, Jacqueline. Any form of rescue is welcome.
We're all out of life to do this.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Jacqueline Zimmer, Director of the Oregon Association of Area Agencies on Aging and Disabilities. Here to answer any questions you might have about this particular bill.
Any questions of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Crummell.
Thank you. Ms. Zimmer is, you guys are all okay with this bill? Pretty blunt question. I mean, you know,
well,
I mean, it, from a standpoint of what it is that, that we're wanting it to do, is it, it's going to do what needs to be done from a standpoint of get, of making sure that our local agencies have the authority that they need or that they can get the budget allocations that they need utilizing the correct process.
Hey, Mr. Chair, Representative Crummell, yes, we are, you passed a similar bill out, 2894, a couple of weeks ago, which did have methodology and appropriations, and quite frankly, that's our favorite bill. But that is in Ways and Means where it will be what it will be as soon as the forecast is announced. However, we're running this bill through as well because it calls for a fix to the methodology and will require that next biennium that we're given the funding that we are we're behind right now in.
Okay.
So this is our bill. We're very supportive of having this methodology be a fix. Just again to reiterate that the Department of Administrative Services agrees that the methodology is flawed, when they changed it, there was a flaw. The Department of Human Services agrees that there's a flaw in the methodology and that we are owed what the $3.4 million this biennium, which is actually almost $8 million in total funds. SDSD agrees as well. However, DAS's opinion on this is they're not going to fix it until the legislature tells them to. And so that's what we're trying to do here.
So follow up, Mr. Chair. So this does correct the methodology that has been flawed.
Sure, Representative Crummell, it will fix the methodology, but again, it won't give us any of the funding until next biennium, and we're currently in dire straits. Just a quick example, in Multnomah County, they have one staff person for every 120 to 130 clients that enter the system. If that were a state office, the ratio would be 1 to 90. And so the burden of providing quality services and keeping wait lists down and things like that is quite heavy. And there are 5 AAA offices that are impacted by that. And with the exception of the Mid-Willamette Valley office, all of them look like that as far as caseloads go. So this is a staffing issue for us.
Thank you. Representative. Is that a question?
It really isn't. I think if... if other people have questions, I was going to move the bill.
Okay. Representative Sanderson?
Yeah, I think you answered it. Thank you, Mr. Chair. There's no revenue impact, so it wouldn't go to Ways and Means. This is just setting up the process, so we're going to send it straight to the floor.
Mr. Chair, Representative Sanderson, that's true. There is no fiscal impact this biennium. I should be clear that it does direct the next legislative session, the next budget that rolls out of DAS will actually have the funding in it. So it's a... there's no fiscal to this body, and we are still not opposed to having someone offer some appropriations this session. We do need some relief. So,
any further questions?
Mr. Chair, if I might, I would just note that the other vehicle, 2894, is the one that has the appropriations attached to it. So if it passes, if both of these were to pass, will there any conflicts will be taken care of and by committee, and but then that way the appropriation, so the appropriations bill is still alive, but this just in this is a little bit of insurance as I would see it for, and for the next biennium, for this biennium it kind of sucks because it doesn't do it.
Mr. Chair, Representative Crummell,
thank you for your
correct. I echo your comment there. The point of doing something like this is, quite frankly, is to get something moving, get this over to the Senate, get it in front of them, and so when we do finally make decisions about who gets what money, that this has been in front of both houses, so,
right.
Both bodies.
Any further questions? I think the chair would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we send House Bill 2895 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation.
Representative Barnhart has moved that we move House Bill 2895 to the floor with a do-pass recommendation. Are there any objections?
I would note that there are only a couple of us who didn't have our pens the day that this was going around.
Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Representative Walker?
Aye.
Representative Cummings?
Aye.
Representative Cummings?
Aye.
Vice Chair Byrne?
Aye.
Representative Monica
Anderson? Aye.
Representative
Lee? Aye.
Representative
Barnhart? Aye. Seeing a majority of those in favor, House Bill 2895 is passed. Okay, well, Representative Barnhart.
I was just waiting for the next question.
Chair requests that we suspend the rules to allow Representative Lee to vote on House Bill 2763. Any objections? Okay. Hey, you just bother me with these rules. I'm trying to get something done here. Okay, we open that. We will close the work session on we have to sign a carrier. Okay.
That was the question I was anticipating, Chair.
Thank you, Representative.
Do
we have a volunteer to be carrier for House Bill 2895? Representative Barnhart. Why shouldn't I have known that? Thank you very much. Representative Barnhart will carry. And we will close.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Hopefully we will close on House Bill 2895. Close the work session. And now we will suspend the rules to allow Representative Lee to vote on House Bill 2763. Mr.
Chair.
Okay? So I have to open the work session on 2763. Okay, so open the work session on 2763. No objections to allowing Representative Lee to vote. Clerk will.
We can do objections.
No objections. The clerk will allow Representative Lee's vote.
Representative Lee?
I vote aye. Thank you.
The chair will now close. Which one did you vote?
2763.
We'll close the work session on 2763. Okay. Diane, where have you been? Now you show up.
Hey, Patrick has it under control. You have it under control.
Well, we have
control is a rather loose term. I'm using it loosely.
Well, like the first time you drive a car, you know, it's just all over the road, but we're getting there. Where would you deem this committee go next?
Okay, Diane, this is your chance. Don't give it a go.
I would move to the next bill.
Which one? Well, we did that the last time. We were told we weren't supposed to go there. 3015. We will open a work session on House Bill 3015.
And members of the committee, House Bill 3015 directs the Mental Health and Developmental Disability Services Division, also affectionately known as MHDDSD, to develop a plan for delivering mental health services to people incarcerated in state and local correctional facilities. It directs the division to report to an appropriate legislative committee during the 2003 legislative session. It declares an emergency effective on passage. There are -1 amendments that would have included in your packet. The -1 amendments added the Oregon Youth Authority to one of the group of consulting agencies that would get together to discuss the plan. Also, it deletes the plan completion date so that these folks have time to work on developing the plan. The original date did not leave a lot of time for them to develop the plan that they were looking at. We have a fiscal on the -1 amendment that would also have been included in your packet. This bill does not have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Okay.
Oh, did you miss me?
Yeah.
No, I didn't miss him.
Mr. Chair, did we open, did you open?
We opened the
work. Yes.
Oh, cool. We're open.
Good job. Representative Cromwell.
I'll move dash one amendments to House Bill 3015.
Representative Cromwell moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 3015. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Hearing none. So ordered.
Chair.
Representative Cromwell.
Move House Bill 3015 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cromwell moves House Bill 3015 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I just have a question.
Representative Walker.
I have all my handouts here from the hearing, but I think there's supposed to be one that I missed something. I wonder on this, does this require the local facilities, the local jails or county jails or whatever, those facilities that would have people in for up to a year to participate in this? And would they have money for it, or is that something that would be a local expense?
Representative, the purpose, one of the purposes of this is to develop a plan for the state to assist in funding of service delivery in the city and county jail system.
Okay.
Well, so this is planning is what it is.
That's why I want to, since it is it's a planning type of thing, they're going to be included in that plan.
Yes.
So that any cost that would be shared or whatever that plan would come up with. In other words, this plan is paid for by the state planning process, but will include those people who could be affected.
Yes.
Okay.
Representative, page, lines 9 and 10 of the bill speak to including the local government.
Okay, well, I saw the OIA being added to it, but...
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And I would notice, it was part of the answer to that question, that the last paragraph on the fiscal analysis indicates that the analyzer is not able to estimate the fiscal impact on local government entities. So it is a reasonable question. Apparently just don't know how much it's going to take to do it.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that any local, you know, whether they're a county or a city jurisdiction that has people incarcerated would be able to have some input into this plan if they're going to end up having to participate in perhaps funding some of these services.
Well, and Representative, we had the sheriff from Marion County and several of his people here supporting this. They like this concept and getting this.
I'm not arguing with the concept. I think it's a good idea.
Any other questions? Clerk, call the roll.
Aye.
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 Representative
Lee.
Aye.
Representative
Barker. Aye. Chair Cruz. Aye. House Bill 3015, having received the required majority, is declared passed.
Carrier? I'm willing to do that, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Representative Tomei will carry. And we'll close the work session on 3015.
Yes, we did that. That's done. Yeah.
Cool.
That's the dash fours.
2766, the only one we did not take. We were told not to take action on that one.
Mm-hmm. And which one?
2773.
Damn, you guys are good.
Wait.
Okay, we've just been passing bills right and left.
You didn't tell me not to pass.
I have.
Bye.
Don't need me.
Another commitment.
So we're at the 3061.
Committee will stand at ease.
Lovely job.